More documents emerging. These ones indicate that former New Britain Mayor Aaron Stewart used taxpayer money to fund her master's degree. An independent investigation launched by current Mayor Bobby Sanchez shows a 2021 memorandum of agreement was signed that allowed Stewart to be reimbursed $32,000 for graduate school tuition. Records also show she was simultaneously billing hundreds of dollars to her city credit cards for textbooks and other personal expenses. Joining us back on the show is attorney Bill Bloss, who has nothing to do with the case, but is our legal expert on the show to talk more about the latest in this ongoing spending scandal for Stewart. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hi, Melissa. Good, good.
So first of all, I want to talk about where it says here a memorandum of agreement signed allowing Stewart to be reimbursed that money for her school tuition. What exactly does that mean? And does that implicate that this was solely something that Stewart allowed, or did somebody else in city government allow that?
Well, I'm not sure allowed is the right verb, was aware of it and didn't do anything to stop it. That may be a little more accurate. It's a fig leaf, Melissa. It's a piece of paper created to make it look like it's legitimate, and it's not. The memorandum is signed by the Corporation Counsel, which is troubling, the Human Resources Director, and then the City Council President. The City Council President has no authority on her own to appropriate or to authorize spending of appropriated money. It's just the whole thing. Just stinks is about the only way I can put it. It's a problem for her, and it's a problem for everybody who's on the document.
So that's what I was kind of implicating, is we obviously know that Aaron Stewart is facing a mountain of this investigation, a mountain of accusations regarding misspending, misuse of city credit cards. But when you're talking about getting the clearance to be able to get money back for tuition, that would now implicate other people. So again, is it a situation, I know you can't speak directly of this, but is it a situation where they may not have known they were signing off on this? Like, how likely is it that somebody could have signed this thinking that the money was for something other than paying back school tuition?
0% chance of that. It's clearly related to paying school tuition. It's clearly coming out of a fund that is designed to reimburse city employees who don't take city health insurance. You know, in other words, if somebody's spouse, say, works for University of Hartford, they have a good health plan, and so you opt out of the New Britain health coverage, the city would give you a benefit, a bonus, if you will, or compensation. That's the fund that this came out of. It had nothing to do with opting out of health insurance. It was just a fig leaf. It's a piece of paper designed to provide some cover to checks going directly to Mayor Stewart. By the way, this wasn't even sent to the university. It was the checks are made out to her, which also raises some federal income tax and state income tax problems. If she didn't report this on her tax returns, it's a potentially an income tax issue.
Yikes. So,
yeah, yikes.
Well, I react that way because, the first thing I thought of when I heard this was, how many people are going to go down with the ship? Again, I understand that this is an investigation, but it seems like how many people will go down with the ship. But now you're also talking about when you go back to Aaron Stewart, what could be an even bigger problem, which is, now are we not even handling federal tax returns properly? I mean, that's a big fish.
Well, yeah, this whole thing was just a terrible idea. And there is a provision in the Connecticut Constitution. A lot of people don't know about this, but since 1877, it has been illegal to increase an elected official's pay during the course of his or her term, with a couple of exceptions that are not applicable here. But it looks like what happened here is that there was an effort to increase her pay by a lot, like 29% or something like that. It ultimately was increased about 19%. But then tuition reimbursement, the credit card bills, and so forth happened during that term after the increase happened. So it really seems to have been an end run around the refusal of the city council to increase her salary to the level that she wanted. So it is created a major problem for her and the other people on this memo. If I were a lawyer representing one of the others, I would be calling a federal prosecutor and asking, can I sit down and tell you what's going on? And because they're likely not the targets, assuming that there is a federal investigation. But, you know, they've all got some problems, and they can, it's going to be who's going to be caught on the ship right now, I think, is going to be the question.
Well, and again, we've got attorney Bill Bloss here, who is our legal expert on the show. He has nothing to do with the Aaron Stewart case, but we like to go to him just to get some perspective and even some predictions as to what happens next. It's not as simple, though, Bill, if I understand our last conversation regarding Aaron Stewart and some of the accusations she's facing. It's not as simple as her paying restitution, right? I mean, she can't just pay all this money back, right? There's in no way is that going to be the end result here if it is proven, in fact, that she misused all of this money. I mean, we're now talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe even be more at this point.
Yeah, you don't get to put the cookies back in the cookie jar after you've taken them. And then it all goes away. That would be a mitigating fact, and that might be helpful to try and convince either a state prosecutor or a federal prosecutor to go in one direction as opposed to another direction. But it doesn't mean. That there are no consequences, and it's increasingly hard for me to see that there is a circumstance now where there are no consequences. It's not a massive amount of money. It's a lot, but it's not, you know, $250,000, something along those lines over 2 or 3 years. It's a lot, but there certainly are circumstances where there have been more. And if I were her lawyer, that's what I'd be arguing. We will make restitution and we will try to make things as right as possible, but it doesn't make the conduct disappear. So, yeah, I'd be pretty concerned.
We're chatting with attorney Bill Bloss, who is our legal expert on the show, has no connection to the investigation surrounding Aaron Stewart, former New Britain mayor, formerly was the favorite for the Republican Party when she was running for governor. She ended up dropping out of the race 2 days before the Republican convention. Ultimately, the nomination went to Senator Ryan Fazio, but she dropped out because of a spending scandal, and it seems to only be getting bigger. There are new documents that have now surfaced this week indicating that she used taxpayer money to fund her master's degree. She was also using the city credit card at the same time to pay for things like textbooks and other personal expenses. So we're talking to Bill about this. So my understanding from what you're saying, Bill, is that restitution would not be enough. Paying back money would not be enough. There would obviously be, you know, not to put words in your mouth, I would imagine she's going to do time in prison.
Well, that's hard to say. That's going a little too far right now. There may be explanations there. And again, it's not a massive amount of money. But is there a risk? Sure. Absolutely. That's a little too far right now.
Okay.
Unless there's something else we don't know. But it's people generally don't go to prison for an income tax evasion of this small amount, relatively small amount. And she does. You know, the thing that's really startling to me is that she was such a gifted politician. She'd been elected multiple times in a Democratic city mm-hmm. as a Republican, and she was, I think, was going to get the nomination as governor.
I think she was too.
And so it's mm-hmm. it's just, you know, and let me just say one thing about that. You know, there have been some people critical of the New Britain mayor for releasing the report right before the state convention, where she was probably going to get the nomination. Honestly, I think he did the very honorable thing by doing that, because he could have waited until Monday after the convention, and then the Republican nominee has got this disaster mm-hmm. on her hands. So I think he should get credit for not being political. He could have made things a lot worse.
That's so true. And I'm kind of learning too, Bill. So we had the Ansonia mayor Frank Tishka on last week. And as you, I'm sure you've been keeping up, that Ansonia right now just approved having an investigation into the spending of the former administration as well, because there's a lot of accusations around misspending of city credit cards, city vehicles, even town hall, city hall, I should say. So you're seeing this now, and I think you put politics aside and you look at, you know, I asked Frank Tischko, like, why now? And he said, well, I got into office in December. I started to see things. And it was more of, you were hearing from residents and people in the city who said, this just isn't right. So once you finally start to get into it and you dive into it, then you have to get the approval of, are we going to spend money on somebody to investigate this? Which, ironically, they're using the same law firm that the New Britain mayor is using for the Aaron Stewart case. But again, it doesn't sound like it's something you could just do overnight. I mean, you have to do your due diligence. And interestingly enough, Ansonia, you know, only 2 weeks after this came out with Aaron Stewart, said, well, wait a minute, now we're kind of seeing something happening with us potentially. So I don't think it's something you could even do overnight. I mean, you'd have a better idea of that, but I don't think you can kind of detect that what's being thrown at Aaron Stewart right now, accusations like that. I don't think you can detect that overnight or even like in a month's time. I think you have to really go back and look at records to see, wait, was this consistent misspending?
Well, that's right. If you're going to do an honest job, it's going to take some time, of course. And, you know, you don't want to just do a hatchet job. You don't want to just throw allegations out there without any evidence. I think I read the report of the Crumby Law Group in the New Britain investigation. It's quite thorough, and it has links to evidence and copies of emails and copies of photographs. It includes photographs of Mayor Stewart wearing clothes that were bought with the city credit card, decorations at birthday parties and so forth. It's if you haven't read it, it's actually quite compelling. But you also can't put that together over a weekend. You have to be fair to not only the taxpayers of the city, but to the subject. That if it's going to be complete, it's going to be thorough, it's going to be honest, it's going to take some time.
Well, and I also think, too, to your point, and again, we've got Attorney Bill Bloss here, who's our legal expert on the show. The idea that this is either, you know, so now it kind of leads to people wondering, well, how many other local governments are having this happen? So it puts fear in people, which you don't want. There's also a question of, you know, you've got Aaron Stewart, who is a Republican. You've got the Cassetti administration and Ansonia being questioned, Republican. But I would argue that we've seen this on both sides. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that I was digging into an investigation in Fairfield, which, by the way, just kind of went away. It kind of just went away, but that was under Democratic leadership. It was the late Bill Gerber, now is Christine Vitale, but where misspending was going on, and it was revealed in an audit that there was failures in oversight and policy breaches regarding town cars and credit card purchases. Same exact thing. This literally happened just last year. So I don't think it's a necessary party thing. I do think, though, it leads to the question of, where are we missing this? Are we very archaic in the way that we are balancing the books or approving money for things? Because I think that's the better question here, is not so much an individual or should we trust a party. I think the question is, do we trust the way we're bookkeeping at the city and town level? I don't know what you think about that, Bill. And I know obviously you're talking from a lawyer standpoint, but I do kind of wonder that. I mean, to me, that's the common denominator, is why would we even allow kind of a paper trail like this to even happen? How do we not have better oversight or better policies in place to make sure? I mean, how does somebody get checks written directly to them when you're the mayor of a city? How does that even happen? How do you have people in a room not say, hey, wait a minute, this is wrong? Like, how does that happen?
You just hit on it. Because somebody in the room said it's okay. There, as long as there is a human being who's willing to circumvent a system, there is no system that can prevent itself from being circumvented. We rely on the good faith and the honesty of people that are working in town government to try to protect taxpayer funds and to try to run the town honestly and efficiently. Most towns do, but sometimes they don't. And this is one of these situations where a human being, notwithstanding the system, said, it's okay, go ahead and make the check out. There may be consequences to that human being having gotten caught. And that may be, at the end of the day, the only remedy, the only check and balance on that system.
Well, Attorney Bill Bloss, I'm sure that we will be talking again, whether it's about this case or many others across the state of Connecticut. I always appreciate your legal expertise. Thank you so much.
Anytime.